The self-proclaimed prophet of the nation's largest group of polygamists says he won't fight extradition to Utah. Warren Jeffs is charged with facilitating polygamous marriages involving underage girls. His case depends on one young woman, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Warren Jeffs walked into court in Las Vegas yesterday in a blue jail uniform, shackled at the waist and ankles, thin and tall and so quietly compliant he could barely be heard.
Are you Warren Jeffs?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Jeffs, you're being held as a fugitive.
Jeffs was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list until his capture in Nevada Monday. He has presided over a polygamy empire with more than 6,000 followers in at least seven states and property worth more than $100 million. His fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints dominates neighboring towns on the Utah-Arizona border, and former members say he creates
stark, naked fear. It's fear that it's hard to explain, but fear.
Pamela Black says she was too young for marriage when one of Jeff's predecessors assigned her to an abusive man. She was afraid, she says, to leave the only faith, family, and community she knew.
Just fear of one's salvation, fear of one's life, because that programming that we've been taught since babyhood, that if you turn your hand against the prophet, you are worthy of death.
Black suspects that the young woman waiting to testify against Warren Jeffs is plagued by similar thoughts. She's not named in court documents, and even her age and other details are vague, but she tells a clear story. Warren Jeffs, she says, forced her into a polygamous marriage and forced her to have sex with her husband, despite her telling them she was too young for both. She believed Jeffs was a prophet of God, and he told her that eternal salvation depended on compliance. That amounts to rape as an accomplice, if it's true. Conviction could result in a life sentence. Prosecutors say the young woman has overcome fear and will testify, but attorney Monty Stewart has doubts.
Obviously, the case hinges on her willingness to testify in open court, and there's no certainty on that, of course, until that moment arrives.
Stewart was a special prosecutor in another prominent polygamy case and says women raised in isolated polygamous communities find it very difficult to defy what they once held sacred.
Whether she continues greatly conflicted regarding Jeff's status before God, maybe to some extent it would only be natural if she were somewhat conflicted on that.
In fact, another polygamy case fell apart this week when the sole witness suddenly stopped cooperating. Rodney Parker is an attorney who has defended Warren Jeffs in lawsuits. He believes cooperation is coerced and weak to begin with.
I would characterize their cooperation as a response to pressure put on by the state, and there's some tug of war going on there. But what you see with a lot of these women is that they've just simply made a choice that they don't want to see this happen to their families, and so they refuse to cooperate further.
A reliable source familiar with the Jeffs case says the woman waiting to testify is more secure and more dependable than that. She's up to the task, he says, and she's the one, he believes, who will put Warren Jeffs away for life. Howard Berkus, NPR News.